I am Jamisha Millard, and today I'm speaking with City Fidelia, our program director here at CHUO, a Canadian recording artist and a studio owner. We'll be talking about his newly released single, Drugs and Loaded Weapons, in light of the George Floyd incident.
City Fidelia, I'm an artist, a studio owner, and now a program director at CHUO.
Can you tell me about your new single, Drugs and Loaded Weapons?
Basically, the record was created after the George Floyd incident. So I kind of like wrote it just to kind of express my frustration about where the world was at and just how society treated Black individuals. But I didn't want to put out the song just because, I don't know, I didn't want it to feel like a trend or whatnot. It was more a therapeutic thing for me. And I just felt like, you know, it's a song I felt that needed to be out there.
Do you feel like you can somewhat relate to that situation, like with the police and everything?
Definitely, you know, growing up in a low income area, you see many situations where police abuse their power and, you know, forget what they're there to do. There's plenty of times I got bothered by police for no reason. And so I can definitely relate to it to a certain level, but nothing matches like, you know, losing a life due to like senseless police habits.
So how would you describe the music that you typically create?
I would say like I view myself as a reporter. I just speak on things I observe or things I've been through and kind of find ways to put it in words. And once I put it in words, hopefully, I hope that it resonates with people the same way those life experiences or observations resonated with me. I'll say that's really what my music is.
Many artists have had to pivot and change the way they work during the pandemic. What has your experience been like? What has changed for you?
I would say when the pandemic happened, I kind of did, my focus kind of shifted towards community building, and it kind of helped that I had a creative space and studio to do that. I've really connected with a lot of artists and kind of connected with just the community and really helped others slowly build an infrastructure in this city. So I guess that's where my energy pivoted to.
What's your journey currently like as an established artist here in Ottawa?
I think right now it's just like, you know, I'm still in the space where I want to create some good music, but at the same time, I want to find ways to help others succeed in this music industry. So I guess that's what the journey I'm on right now is, kind of like maintaining my quality, but also helping other individuals with quality attain some spotlight.
How long have you been doing music for?
Oh, forever. It'll be over a decade for sure.
So are you working on any new projects or collaborations? I know you just released a song, but yeah. Are you working on anything new?
Yeah, I'm working on an album right now. I'm about to re-release an album, but the album's going to have some new songs on it. So I'm looking forward to putting that together and showcasing it to the world in a new way.
Amazing. That sounds exciting. Are you working with anybody from Ottawa?
Yeah, a lot of the people on the album is from Ottawa, but I'm also working with some pretty big names in the States. But I'll let that be a surprise.
Today, I was able to speak with City Fidelia, a Canadian recording artist from Ottawa, the program director here at CHUO, and a studio owner. We discussed his newly released single called Drugs and Loaded Weapons. Fidelia felt the need to express his emotions and frustrations in regards to police brutality and systemic racism. You can go ahead and check it out on streaming platforms such as Spotify and Apple Music. Thank you for tuning in. I am Jamisha Millard. This news story was made possible by the generous support of the Community Radio Fund of Canada.
I feel some tension. I know that they think my car got drugs, I know the weapons. They can take my life at any time at their discretion. So I need a clip up on my hip for protection. It been up 12 lately. Boys the blue be acting shady. Aiming for my stomach, throwing bullets like they Tom Brady. Tryna stay calm, stay strong when the TV's on. Flipping through the news just to see another brother gone. Even when the camera's on, they always acquitted. Yeah, they put them charges on, but never convicted. Chuck George Floyd for some white boys to finally get it. Hoping they never forget it. Hoping they never forget it. What you know about trauma? Things we do for the commas. Jungle full of piranhas. Even the cops can rob us. Ayy, got so much adrenaline. Walking in my melanin. Cause you never know when a brother gon' get killed again. Every time I see the red and blue, I feel some tension. I know that they think my car got drugs and load of weapons. They can take my life at any time at their discretion. So I need a clip up on my hip for protection.
Why did you shoot me? Now you got the world marching in my name. Don't you feel the pain that you instilled in my family? All I ever asked for was change, but caught a bullet in exchange. Damn. For you, it's just another day on the job. For us, it's another life that was robbed. And I know while my family is doing my funeral arrangements, you're ordering your double-double with a glazed donut. Pig.